You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. The 2017 Equinox clearance is on right now. $8,000 off MSRP on all units. The 2018s are also here, so check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
So right now, it is Workout Wednesday. You want to look good, feel good? Visit Custom Fit. Check them out online at customfit.ca as we bring in Mr. Jeff Woods. Jeff, welcome back to the show. How are you spending this rainy Wednesday afternoon?
Just trying to stay dry, Mark. I took the ride on my bike home from work.
Oh, wow, and, you're brave.
Yeah, it was getting a little nasty there across the bridge for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Well, today we're going to talk about losing body fat and how losing 10 pounds of body fat is very difficult. First of all, where do we even start, Jeff?
Well, you know what I'd like to do, Mark, is take a mathematical approach to this to let our listeners know exactly, like by the math, how much time you have to spend like to actually lose that kind of body fat, but hopefully keep up your lean muscle mass. And that's the problem with some weight loss programs, is that people can get caught up in working so intently, maybe not eating right, and then they end up sort of expending lots of energy doing various aerobic pursuits. But not only are they losing body fat, but they can be sort of whittling away at the lean muscle mass that they have, which can be a bit of a problem long term for keeping your metabolism efficient. So if we wanted to lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks, we'd have to lose 1.67 pounds per week, okay? We should also understand that to burn a pound of body fat, we have to expend approximately 3,500 calories, and it might vary a little bit from person to person. So if we were to go 1.67 pounds times 3,500 calories, we would need to expend over the course of the week, we would have to expend 5,845 calories, or that equates to, Mark, 835 calories a day we'd have to expend to burn the fat over what an individual is presently taking in terms of food. I know that sounds like it's kind of confusing, but anyway, that's kind of where we'd start, understanding the math.
Okay, Jeff, could you give us some scope? Like, what does an 835-calorie workout look like?
Well, again, a few variables there, Mark. So your body type, for example, plays into this. So if you're a larger person carrying around a little bit more weight, you're going to burn calories a little bit faster than, say, a smaller person, a lighter person. Also, the intensity that you work at, the type of exercise has influence. So a weight-bearing exercise, for example, like running, that burns more calories than a non-weight-bearing activity, like sitting on a bike, for example. So generally speaking, if you were to do 60 minutes of moderate intensity walking, for example, you might burn somewhere between 300 and 400 calories. The same thing goes, Mark, for a gym workout. Like, considering how most people work out, if they go to the gym and lift weights for an hour, probably the same thing, 300 to 400 calories. Talking would be fairly easy in that scenario, but if you're going to do 60 minutes and try to burn like 800 to 900 calories, regardless of what you're trying to do, and you'd be working out probably somewhere between 80%, maybe even to 100% of your maximal heart rate, your perceived exertion in that would be like really high, and you would not be able to talk. It would be very difficult.
We're joined by Jeff Woods from Custom Fit Workout Wednesday. So, Jeff, what's the plan? How are we going to lose 10 pounds in only 6 weeks?
All right, here comes, Mark. If you, and obviously it's a short period of time, so it's going to take some hard work, and it's not going to be for everybody, this plan, because the intensity and the commitment and time, it might be too much. So if you're willing to sort of follow this along, there's probably four key points that people should be aware of if they want this plan to work. First of all, you have to strength train, and I mean progressively strength train, probably somewhere between 3 and 4 times a week. And you're going to concentrate on big multi-joint movements. So things like squats for your lower body, and then just, you know, pushes for your chest or your shoulders and your upper body, and maybe some pulls for your back, you know, like any sort of rowing action, you know, that you can use, like barbells or dumbbells. And I would encourage people to kind of forget about single joint isolation patterns. And all I mean by that is like anything where you're doing like a chest fly, for example, where you've got a weight at the end of your arm and your arms are nice and long. Like those single joint movements can be effective, but they don't force as much muscle to work. They don't bring as many joint sites into play, you know, from a functional perspective. So that's why I like the multi-joint movements better. And I would encourage people, again, in the strength training, like fail between 8 and 12 repetitions. And don't lollygag. Don't take very much time between sets, like 60 seconds at best. And the other thing, Mark, the science is real clear on this. Resistance training, it builds muscle, and it helps people to keep lean muscle tissue as well. And that kind of like muscle mass is way more like metabolically efficient. So you're going to be burning calories at rest a whole lot more efficiently if you can kind of keep that lean muscle mass on. Point number two, high-intensity interval training. This is the best stuff, like over steady state type cardio. And steady state cardio is where we go out, maybe go for a run for 60 or 90 minutes. And all of that is really good, Mark. But the high intensity stuff is better, I think, for reducing one's body fat, because you have to expend like a lot of oxygen at one time. And the value there, like when we're actually like burning fat, the fat cells in our body don't ever metabolize, don't ever go away. They just get smaller. So we expire most of the fat. We blow it out of our body as a respiratory gas, as carbon dioxide. I think people should understand that. And more intense exercise like high-intensity interval training, it does that. And just give people a little insight on the interval stuff. You work out really intently, maybe for 60 seconds, followed by a little bit of a recovery period. And you work in a pattern like that. And that's kind of the gist of the high-intensity interval stuff. But that's way more effective than the steady-state stuff. Number three point I'd make, nutrition or diet. This is probably the most difficult area to dial in, Mark, but if you can get the energy balance right, like don't overeat and maybe just increase your protein just a little bit while you're trying to lose body fat, because there's a thermogenic a benefit to eating protein. And all that means is that you tend to burn a little bit more energy trying to metabolize the protein. So long term, that might have an interesting effect for burning more calories. But metabolically, too, it helps you to keep your lean muscle mass up. And again, it's integral to your long-term muscle mass. The other thing, too, there seems to be a lot of research done on the benefits of having a diet coach or a registered dietitian in your corner just for accountability, because it stops poor behavior patterns. Like, you have to be accountable to that individual. They're going to keep you on track. And how are we doing for time, Mark? Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Your point four is the last thing you want to get to is you have to develop a plan, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely you do. And that's the thing. I think for a lot of people, they go into it blindly. But if you can develop a plan, document your goals, and put a schedule together where you know you're going to be at the gym doing your weight training 3 to 4 times a week, and then you're going to have your 2 high-intensity interval training sessions a week, and it's on the calendar, and if your family knows about it, I mean, you're going to be more likely to get there. And the research, again, real clear. Even if you have one person in your life that you're accountable to, a family member, whoever, personal trainer, it can be a motivating factor to keep you committed to the cause. So the only other thing I'd point out about this whole plan, Mark, this probably takes about 7 to 8 hours a week of commitment. Now, typically, for good health, they suggest that you're going to get 150 minutes of exercise a week, and that's going to make a difference for sure. And that only works out to about 2.5 hours a week. But the key to understand is that it is a time commitment, and people should also realize that probably exercising by itself as a weight loss strategy is probably not the best thing. You really have to get your diet dialed in conjunction with exercise, and then you're going to be more successful at dropping a few pounds of body fat.
Jeff, that was an excellent breakdown. Thank you for this. Jason is back next week and everything returns to normal, okay?
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
That's Jeff Woods from Custom Fit.